Welcome to episode 10 of the Reveal Your Splendor podcast, Explore the Playground. In this episode, we're exploring how planet Earth is a playground set up for us to explore, and how through the exploration, we are becoming more in tune to the essence of life and more connected to ourselves. When you arrived on planet Earth, what came naturally to you was your imagination. You see it in children all around you, the innate capacity to play through the imagination in their mind. What's important to note is that in these early years of our life, we are the closest to the essence of who we truly are, which then shows us that innate to our nature is our imagination. When you think about it, nothing in this life has been created without imagination. All that you see around you in this moment was once first imagined before it was created. Could that then mean that imagination is essential to creation power? What happens, though, as we go throughout our life is that our imagination begins to get squashed by being told that we need to settle down, stop playing, become responsible, and behave in alignment to those around us. Yet what has happened to humanity as a culture is we have become disconnected from the innate creation power that is within. Could it be that this disconnect began when we were directed to come out of our childlike state? What happens when we are in the disconnect is that we become subject to the reality around us, believing that life is something happening to us rather than something we have the power to create. This suits the ego to live in this state, because within this state, we no longer need to feel how limitless we truly are, which is exactly where the ego is most comfortable. Humans continuously work to disconnect from the power that is truly within. Yet my question to you is, are you even aware that that's what you are doing? Do you understand why you prefer to be in this state? At the core of every human, our main fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. In truth, that is what we have come to planet Earth to forget. Earth is presenting as the duality for who we truly are. It is the space for us to forget so that we can remember. If you were to remember and live in the power of who you truly are, you would not then know what it is to be in that state. So out of the desire to know the fullness of yourself, you came to Earth to forget. The discovery back to yourself then becomes the maze of Earth's activities, and your imagination is your portal in, because with your imagination being connected to creation power, it is how you activate who you are. So what am I really saying here? Well, firstly, that becoming serious is not the portal home. What is, though, is maintaining our childlike state, returning to what was innate before our ego kicked in. I hear you saying that you don't have time for that. You have responsibilities and a standard of behavior to uphold. For that, I understand. Yet I want to challenge you to see something else. What if play was about balance? What if there was a way to incorporate both? And what if beyond balance, play was the way to stimulate that your responsibilities became better? What do I mean by better? What if time and play stimulated your imagination so that when it came to running your business, you were then in a flow of creative energy activated within? Would you then solve problems faster? Would you be more innovative? Would you feel enticed to work with the depth of aliveness that was then within? What if time and place stimulated your imagination so that when you were connecting with your children, you could more easily see the essence of energy they were within? In your awareness, could you connect to them more? Could you support them in a deeper way? Could you then be so much more in tune to your relationship with them? These things and so much more become unlocked when we incorporate play into our lives. Our confidence increases, our vibration rises, and our sense of freedom is heightened. In the activation of these states, we approach our entire life in a new way, finding limitlessness in every area we then live in. Would living in this way be a vital reason to bring in play? And if you can see that, what could possibly stand in your way? What stirs when we think of accessing our childlike state is a variety of stories that have been set up by our ego, stories that are designed to keep us playing small. We listen to the story of it not being a valuable use of our time, when in reality, we're actually desiring to avoid feeling silly. We listen to the story of it not being a priority, that other responsibilities are more important, when in reality, we simply feel like we don't have permission. Coded into our DNA is a behavior of seeking permission. Humans have been behaving like this since the beginning of time. If other members of the tribe were behaving a certain way, we would too, in the desire to not stand out. For if we stood out, we feared being exiled, which would then equal death. Now, in more modern days, we have been trained to seek permission from our parents, from our teachers, and then from our current boss. When in the setup of our current culture is a human ever able to seek permission only from themselves? Merge these two together and you have the setup of the trap. If those around me who look like me aren't doing it, aka my tribe, then I can't either. If no one has given me permission to do something different, I am unable to choose for myself. What if you could step out of this trap and choose what brought life to you within? Do you even remember what that is? Stepping back into your childlike state first begins with noticing the activities that bring you joy. Could you bring more of them into your life? Then, when you are doing these activities, it is vital that you become the observer of yourself while within them. If you are holding an energy of guilt while within the activity, you are no longer using it to unlock yourself. The motion isn't the issue. What energy you feel inside you is. Now, in the release of the guilt, freeing up your energy within, you are entering an unravelment of self that will truly never get to the bottom of. Each layer of release will bring new levels of joy into your life. Each discovery of self will unlock more of the wonder that is you. This is an endless unraveling into the fullness of who you are, with imagination being your guide every step of the way. So, what is stopping you from connecting to yourself in this way? What is left preventing you from using life as your playground to explore? Could it be the concept What does this type of play even look like? Could it be that you were looking for a guide to show you the way? What if the guide was you? What if you, connected to your imagination, found your own way? Use that question to feel the retraction in your body in this moment. What is it that you feel? And what would you need to do to release that fear today? Could it be that an active imagination would be able to show you how to release your fear? Could it be that an active imagination would awaken your inner coach? Who would you become with access to this part of you? Could it be that you would become powerful beyond measure? No wonder your ego is shutting down play. Fear is the illusion set up to trap you, and play is your portal home. Use the playground that planet Earth is in the fullness of all that you can access. Meaning, don't just sit on the swings when there is an endless equipment all around you. Just as a parent delights in providing a toy for their child to play with, the universe delights when you play with yours.